Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Aquatic Center manager Alex Myers joins us on today's program to preview the 2019 outdoor aquatic season. Well, it's that time of year again. We're pushing all the way through spring. It's getting warmer, and that means it's almost swimming weather. We're talking about the Outdoor Aquatic Center today, and it's opening soon. A little bit different opening this year. First of all, let our listeners know when they have the opportunity to come on by, enjoy the outdoor facilities, and how the process will work to get to your final full hours.
Yeah, we will be open this year on Memorial Day, so May 27th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. That's when the Outdoor Aquatic Center will be open. We also will have office hours that day in the morning from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to purchase passes or get any other information that people would like. We will have a little bit of a different opening this year due to school still being in session. We will be open from May 28th. Through June 7th after school hours during the week, so 4 to 7 p.m. with our normal weekend hours, so Saturday 1 to 6 and Sundays 1 to 5.
And as we think about students getting out of school, not just the youngsters, but maybe those who are high school age, one of the big pushes you've had is to get help here. And big part is lifeguards, but also other seasonal staff. Talk about some of the qualifications. Let's start with lifeguards and how especially a high school student or a college student back can become a lifeguard.
Yeah, we're definitely always hiring lifeguards. We have a large facility, so we have about 21 lifeguards per day on our staff, so we're still hiring for that. There is a course for the lifeguarding class. Right now, we're doing just separate days courses, kind of working with students on what kind of works for them. It's usually about a 3-day course. If they're interested, they can stop by the pool or email me for more information on that. We're also hiring concessions and admissions workers to work at our aquatic center. And we also do that for the Pella Sports Park and soccer complex as well. So that is a minimum wage job. No real training for that. They just have to be 15 to apply.
And now as we kind of go forward, when you open the Outdoor Center, a lot more of your summer programs open. The first deadline is passed for swim lessons, but what are some of the opportunities throughout the year for all ages that people can enjoy, from swim lessons to specific hours and specific programs?
Yeah, we do offer swim lessons for those 3 to age 12. We have morning lessons and evening lessons. So we have 3 sessions of morning lessons and 2 sessions of evening lessons. We also do have a aquatics class that is for those 6 months to 2 years old who are interested in just kind of getting in the pool with their parents, getting a little more used to the water. So we also have that throughout the year. We also have lap swim time at the indoor pool and at the outdoor pool for people to stay in shape and get some of that workout in the summer.
And so you do have some special programs and special hours. Independence Day is one of those special days where you're always open. And then there's always some unique programs. Let's start with the 4th of July. I know it's a little bit ways away, but people can even plan their trip around that day as you'll be open then. And then, as we mentioned, some special opportunities that you'll be open.
Yeah, we are open on 4th of July from 4 to 7, so about right after that afternoon parade gets done and everyone's really hot from sitting outside. They can come over here for a good evening and then with the fireworks later in the evening, so we'll be done at 7. And then we also have a mermaid superhero party this summer. That will be June 29th. This is a special ticketed program where we invite some characters to come for this party. So this will be June 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. Ages will be 2 to 12 years old, boys and girls. We'll have princesses and mermaids and also some superheroes to get everyone to enjoy. The ticket is $20, and this includes one child and one accompanying adult.
Very good. And so the other things that we talk about this time of year, we've mentioned a little bit about family passes and all those other things, just other things that maybe people should be mindful about, especially when it comes to when you'll cancel or when when you'll be open certain days based on weather. I know that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting to see what the summer brings ahead. We try to open our indoor pool as much as possible when it does come to storms or any of that information. You can always find our cancellation information on KNIA or on the City of Pella website under the aquatics page. So we do try to keep everyone updated if storms are coming up, rain, any of cold weather, any of that kind of stuff.
Well, and with all these programs, all these other things, City of Pella website's a great resource. What are other ways that people can ask questions, buy passes maybe if they can't make it during the Memorial Day hours, or any other things that they may have information or questions about relating to both the indoor and outdoor pool?
Yeah, we do lots of over-the-phone registration for passes or information. So if you can't make it in before Memorial Day, you can always give us a call. The pool number is 641-628-1882. And we can always do the pass over the phone and then print out your membership cards for you to pick up when you are here, can get to the pool.
Once again, that was City of Pella Aquatic Center manager Alex Myers discussing the 2019 Outdoor Aquatic Center season. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.